In your cries, he's hearing your prayers, every one of them. We're going to dismiss our children to children's church at this time. Hallelujah. Got to go off on a little vacation up to the mountains. Appreciate that so much. I know Brother Tim filled in for us and everything was good to go. We're glad to be back in God's house, ready to go. Y'all be praying for me. I believe we're going to be heading up to Malden for camp meeting tonight, and tomorrow we'll be coming back. After service tomorrow night, I will be, Alicia and the girls will be here, and we're getting them ready for college. I mean, we've got Courtney going off to Winthrop, and Michaela's going back to Newberry. Pray for us. It's a stressful time, but praise God, we serve a good God. We'll preach you a different style of message this morning. We've been looking at the fact that our God heals. Amen.
Amen.
Our God is a healing God. In spite of COVID, in spite of cancer, heart disease, AIDS, whatever you might want to put in there, our God heals. Sometimes he allows us to go through things. Do you know that everyone that Jesus touched died? They still died. They had a time where they passed from this terrestrial plane and went to heaven. And I want to remind you this morning that this world is not what it's all about.
Man.
Amen. God's got a better place prepared for you. I want to preach to you a message entitled A Condition, A Place, and a Promise. A condition, a place, and a promise. If you will, stand with me, please, and turn with me to John 14, verses 1 to 4. John 14, verses 1 to 4. Hallelujah. This is our Lord talking. He said, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Hallelujah. Join me in prayer, please. Heavenly Father, we come before
Heavenly
you
Father,
right now in the name
you,
of your
Lord,
Son,
you
Jesus. Lord, we thank you that we're two or more
we
gathered together in your name. There
you
are in the midst of these things we ask you for.
You
said you would for us. Lord, I thank you that you hear our cries this morning. And you are
with
us,
God.
You're concerned about every area of our life. You love us so much that even the very hairs of our head are on the Lord, I pray that you would touch me with that one thing that makes preaching of faith. And oh God, give us ears to hear and hearts to receive what your Spirit would say unto the church. And God, we'll be ever careful to give you the praise and glory and honor for all that's accomplished. In Jesus' wonderful name we pray. Amen. Amen. Give your neighbor that CDC wave of fellowship. Tell him you're glad to see him in God's house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Brother Tim hit on it this morning in Sunday school. When God first created planet Earth and the universe that we live in, it was good.
Yes.
God created Adam and Eve, that was good. God created all the beasts and all the fish of the sea and the birds of the air. Everything God made was perfect and good. But something happened, a little something called sin. Adam broke the commandment of God. He partook of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And sin passed into the terrestrial plane. And we all have experienced the consequences of sin. The Bible says that the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. This world is not right anymore because of sin, but our God is still in control. He's still on the throne. He's still coming back for us. I want to share with you the condition of the world that we're living in and our condition as children of God. In verse 1 of John chapter 14, Jesus said, let not your heart be troubled. Now I want you to realize this was right after they had just partook of the Lord's Supper, and he gave them the wine and the bread that was to be done in remembrance of his body being broken on a tree called Calvary, and him being beat with that cat of nine tails, and the lashing that he was to endure, the blood that was going to spill as the nails pierced his wrist and his feet, and all the crown that was put placed in his head at mockery, yes, causing the blood to come down. That Last Supper was in memory of that. But not only that, he told them that one of them was going to betray him. And they all asked, and we know the story well, it is he that dippeth his sup in the soup with me. And we know later on, of course, that it was Judas Iscariot. And then Simon Peter braggadociously says, though I'll forsake thee, Lord, still will I not forsake thee. And Simon Peter was responded to by Jesus saying, Peter, I tell you the truth, before the cock crows three times, you'll deny me thrice. And I want you to realize something. It was in this setting, giving the disciples this news, because they were expecting him to restore Israel. They were expecting him to usher in the kingdom of David. They were expecting one thing, but God does another. Maybe that's you this morning. Maybe you pray for God to bring an end to COVID, but it's still here. Maybe you pray for God to bring an end to your physical problems, but they're still here. Your financial problems, maybe problems in your family. And that's the condition of humanity because of sin. Jesus said through the psalmist David, Psalm 34, verse 19, he gives us this understanding of what it means to be righteous. It doesn't mean a perfect life, but it means we're serving a perfect God. Psalm 34, verse 19 says, many are the afflictions of the righteous. Do I have anybody in here you can say amen? In your life as a child of God, it hasn't been a bed of roses, has it? You can say it's not right. Many are the afflictions of the righteous. I confess with my mouth that Jesus is Lord. I believed in my heart that God raised him from the dead. I got sanctified. I'm abstaining from sin. And I'm living for the Lord, but I still have problems. The Bible said you would. Let me just go ahead. Jesus prophesied through David and said, you're going to have problems. But, hallelujah. That's shouting ground. Aren't you glad there's not a period right there? Hallelujah. But a colon right there. And it said, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Look at your neighbor and say, your deliverance is coming.
Deliverance is here.
Hallelujah. You might be in a condition this morning, but Jesus is going to meet your need. My God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory through Christ Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Go ahead and give him praise. God will bring you out. We've got to trust him, even in our bad conditions, even in the bad times of our life, even when we get disappointed news. We trust him. Many people have turned their backs on God, because they were expecting when they got saved that it was going to be a bed of roses. But God tells us here in Psalm 34, verse 19, you're going to go through bad times. Many bad times. The devil is out to steal, kill, and destroy everyone that he can. He uses sickness. He uses financial problems. He uses family problems, political problems, everything he can. But the Lord delivereth him out of them all. God is going to deliver you. It's a question of when, where, and how. So the condition is not as bad as you might think it is this morning. You might say, I hurt in every part of my body. One day you're not going to hurt anymore.
Amen.
This family is worse and worse and worse. One day you're going to have peace that passeth all understanding. Hallelujah. The condition of humanity is dreadful. The condition of humanity is worse. I'm so glad that we have a church. We're part of a denomination that takes a stand against sin. Amen. Brother Tim did a good job with a difficult subject and brought out the fact that anything done other than the way God wants it done is sin.
Amen.
And I'm proud and I praise God for the fact we're in a denomination that stands for the Word. But let's look at what Jesus goes on and tells us. I want to remind you that the condition might be bad this morning, but there's a better place coming.
Amen.
God didn't come to give you a wonderful life. God didn't send Jesus to make everything wonderful right here, but a better place is coming. Look at what Jesus said. In my Father's house are many mansions. mansions. Hallelujah. When we think of a mansion, we can think of a big house with a lot of rooms in it. But when you look this out in the Greek, it actually means there's plenty of room for everybody at the cross of Jesus Christ. There's plenty of room for everybody when we get in that new Jerusalem. There's plenty of room for everybody. Hallelujah. If anybody doesn't make it to heaven, it's not because God doesn't want them to go. It's because they reject the way, the truth, and the life, which is Jesus Christ.
Amen.
In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place. Everybody say a place.
A place.
For you. There is a place prepared for you. Do you remember when you confessed with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believed in your heart God raised him from the dead? Maybe you got saved at an old-fashioned altar on a Sunday morning, or maybe like me, you got saved on a Friday night after a Halloween alternative at somebody's kitchen table. Beloved, wherever you accepted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, and you asked him to come into your heart and be Lord of your life, and you repented of your sins, hallelujah, I want you to realize a place is prepared for you. A city that is built four square. A Savior is waiting on you to welcome you home, hallelujah, through the toils and trials that you're going through right now. I want you, when you get a chance, we won't do it today for the sake of time, but turn to Revelation 21, verses 1 to 4, and verses 10 to 27. If you want to get a glimpse of what heaven is going to be like, you need to look at those scriptures. We might preach them another time, but Revelation 21, 1 to 4 and 10 to 14 talks about a city whose builder and maker is God. It's talking about a new heaven and a new earth because the former things have passed away.
Yeah.
There's no day there. There's no night there. There's no weeping there. There's no rocks there. There's no crown there. Hallelujah. I'm looking for that city. Glory to God. How about
Amen.
You?
Yeah.
Hey, there's a place. Hallelujah. When everything's going wrong in the house, remember there's a place.
Man.
When everything's going wrong in the family, in the political environment of our nation, when everything's going wrong, remember there's a place. This world is not your home, the old song says. You're only passing through. You have a treasure and a hope way up yonder beyond the blue. Just realize you got a place. Look at your neighbor and say, God's got a place for you. Hallelujah. Can you give a praise and glory for that this morning? Hallelujah. Jesus said, if it wasn't the case, I told you about it. You don't have to believe in reincarnation and coming back as something else. This life is all you got. Make the most of it for Jesus Christ. Once it's done, it's done. You enter into eternity, either heaven or hell. And you know it by knowing Jesus. Notice what it goes on and says in verse 3 of John chapter 14. Look at what Jesus said here. I'll talk to you about our condition this morning. Our present condition might not be good, but there's a place. And I want to give you a promise this morning. Notice what it says here in verse 3. And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Hallelujah. See, I've already told you, this ain't all there is to our walk with God. God's got a better place for us. Amen.
Amen.
God's got a better hope for us. Hallelujah. This that walking in health and prosperity and being footloose and fancy free all on planet Earth right now isn't God's end game. Jesus didn't go to the cross and die on the cross for us to have a life without care, without trouble. I've already shared with you Psalm 34, verse 19. Many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God delivers us from them all.
Yes.
And every time, I want you to just take a moment and think about everything God's brought you through. 19% of our congregation battled with COVID. One fatality. We've had people in this church that have battled with heart problems. People in this church that have battled with cancer. People in this church that have gone through problems with family members and loss of loved ones. And on I could go of the struggles and the trials. But God has brought you through everyone. Go. And he's going to bring you through what lies ahead. Trust him. He's going to prepare a place for you. Hallelujah. He's going to prepare a mansion for you. Hallelujah. He's going to get that celestial city ready for you, the way ready. John said he saw it. And it's coming. And I don't know about you, but I want mine. I want everything Jesus has for me. I want that place he's got for me. I want that healing he's got for me. I'm looking forward to the day when there's not going to be any more pain, any more weeping, where there's not going to be any more sorrow. Now notice what it goes on and says here in John 14 verse 3. Here's a promise. If I go and prepare a place for you, I will come again. Look at your neighbor and say, he's coming back. Do you believe that this morning?
Amen.
Go ahead and give him praise. Hallelujah. We've been looking at the subject of the rapture, and we believe that we are the rapture generation. We believe we're the church age that's going to see the good Lord come back. Hallelujah. We can discuss all that, but I want to remind you of 1 Thessalonians. It says that the Lord himself is going to come back for his church, and the trump of God is going to sound, and the dead in Christ are going to rise, and those of us which are alive and remain shall be called up to meet them in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And they said, do you remember when this and this and this? And I'm sitting here just saying, but praise God, hallelujah. I don't say I do, because then I'd be telling a story. But I just, I listen to them and I praise God, I've been able to be a blessing to so many people. But I'm going to have a perfect memory then. Hallelujah. Some things in life you want to forget, don't you? Some things you've done, some things you said. Some things you felt. But I want you to realize this. When we get to that place, because of that promise, this old condition won't matter anymore. Old things have passed away. Behold, all things have become new. Amen. The Bible says that we have not yet seen as we are going to see. We're not what we were. We're not yet what we're going to be, but we are in a continual state of change. You should be more like Jesus every day. The Bible says, I have not seen, ear hath not heard, nor hath it entered into the heart of man. All that God has prepared for those who love him. I want to encourage you this morning, beloved. You might be in a bad condition right now, but hold on, better days are coming. Because of a promise Jesus made, I go and prepare a place for you. I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. Aren't you glad this morning that the God who created the universe wants you with him? Amen. Hey, that's shouting ground right there. Praise the Lord. Above all else, in your dark days, Jesus said, I'm going to the cross because I want you with me. I'm going to the cross because I want you in heaven with me. I want you to be with me. You might go through some things, but there's a better day coming. There's a better place. And it causes me to want to live right. It causes me to want to talk right. It causes me to want to glorify him in my body and act right. Hallelujah. We have a condition that's not good, but we have a place that's prepared for us. And we have a promise that we're going to get there. But notice lastly what Jesus said here. Verse 4. And whither I go, ye know, and the way ye know. I told you last week that we need to get the cross in every area of our life. We need to learn how to live crucified. Paul said, I am crucified with Christ, nevertheless I live. Yet not I, but Jesus Christ now liveth in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and who gave himself for me. I do not frustrate the grace of God. Hallelujah. I want to remind you, Earl Church of God, as you're going through your conditions, I want to remind you about the place that's prepared. And I want to remind you of the promise that Jesus is coming to get you, to take you home, to be with him. And I want to remind you this morning that the way you get there is through the cross.
Amen.
You die to yourself with the affections and lust thereof. You crucify the flesh and you live for him. And just if we went a little bit further in this passage of Scripture, we would see where Thomas asked the Lord, how do we know the way? And how do we know how to get there? How do we know where you're going? How do we know how to get there? In verse 6, Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh to the Father but by me. Jesus was telling his disciples, I'm going back home. But I'm coming back for you.
Yeah.
I'm preparing a place for you. So when the going gets rough tomorrow and you're at work, I want to remind you, there's a place prepared. When the doctor gives you bad news, when you're going through family problems, I want to remind you, there's a place prepared. I want to remind you, by his stripes you are healed. I want to remind you, he said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. But I want to remind you that, oh, hallelujah, when you come to the end of this journey, there's another one running right on the other side, where you're walking hand in hand with Jesus. Hallelujah. And you don't have to worry about the things you worried about in this journey. There'll be no more weeping, no more sorrow. That's what our hope is this morning. It's not that this condition is going to last forever. This condition is temporary. But the place and the promise are eternal.
Amen.
Hey, glory to God. Come on back, praise team. Hallelujah. How do I get to that place? You got to live like Jesus did. Brother Glenn, if you could pull up that last slide for me. I think there's one more up there. I want to remind you about this message this morning. What do I want you to take home with you? Realize whatever condition you're in, it might be good, it might be bad, you might be emotionally tore up, physically tore up, financially tore up. Understand this is temporary. One of my favorite phrases in the Bible says simply, this too shall pass. The place where Jesus is going to prepare for you is eternal. And you won't ever want to leave there. Hallelujah. I just wonder how many of our loved ones have slipped into eternity right now. And if God offered to send them back, would they take it? I can't think of many. So don't weep for those who have gone on to glory. Don't weep for those who crossed over into heaven. We need to pray for our lost loved ones. We need to pray that where they are one day we'll be with our loved ones that are in heaven and they'll be ready. I want to remind you of that promise one more time. Jesus is coming for you.
Amen.
And for me. God of the universe wants you with him. Are you ready? I'm going to ask every head to bow, every eye to close. Praise team, take us to the throne room of praise.